This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together. Jordan Nolan, a member of the Garden River First Nation and son of Ted Nolan, is a professional hockey player who is currently playing for the Los Angeles Kings of the National Hockey League. On May 6, 2012, he scored his first career NHL playoff goal, helping the Kings sweep the St. Louis Blues in the Western Conference semifinals of the 2012 Stanley Cup playoffs. And only 40 games into his NHL career, his team wins the Stanley Cup. Jordan Nolan, welcome to Nation Talk.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Jordan, just to get right out of the gate, I just want to ask you, what is one memory that stands out in your mind in this year of so many victories and firsts for you? Is there one memory this year that just really jumps out?
I think just, you know, when you first get called to the NHL, we took a four-hour cab ride from Manchester, New Hampshire to Long Island, New York, and just sitting in that cab, just excited to go to the NHL, and wasn't sure if it was for a day or a weekend, and then eventually you'll line it up the rest of the season.
Wow, that is so exciting. So what's it like having a famous father?
He doesn't seem too famous to us. He's just been home with dad our whole lives. I mean, he doesn't stress hockey on us growing up or anything like that. We have a pretty normal life. We don't talk about the hockey too much in the house and stuff like that, because I'm sure you know we'd get sick of it. But no, it's been good. You know, we've been very privileged with our lives and the things he's shown us when he coached NHL, bringing us to the dressing rooms and meeting hockey players and professional athletes. It's been a treat.
Obviously, there's an interest in hockey in the family. So was there a point in your young life, like when you were a kid, where you thought to yourself, okay, you know what, I want to be in the NHL?
I don't know if I ever said that to myself. I think I was just always around the game, and it's just, I think that's what I always knew what I wanted to do. I didn't, it wasn't a certain point in my life where I knew I wanted to play hockey or I knew I wanted to do something else. I just, you know, when I was young, that's what I was born into, and I've been playing ever since.
Jordan, who would you think your greatest role model, besides your parents, that you attribute your style and play around? Is there a role model, somebody that stands out for you?
I think I just always look up to Steve Yzerman. He's a little bit of a different player than I am, but just the hard work he put in. You know, he's obviously a leader, and that's what I want to kind of be like. You know, just a hard worker, someone that people come up to, and know they're giving it all every day and trying to be a leader out there. So definitely Steve Yzerman.
What would you describe as your style and play in the NHL?
I think just the hard worker, someone who knows their role. They play a simple game. They get the puck deep. They bring the puck to the net, and not afraid to stand up for a teammate. So definitely just a big power forward that plays the game hard, plays it the right way, and somebody can always count to give it their all.
You're living in L.A. It must be a very fast lifestyle down there, and, I mean, you've got so much accessibility to anything. What do you do to stay grounded, be disciplined?
I lived with Dwight King down there. Me and him got called up to the NHL together. We're pretty much the same guy, me and him. You know, we've been together for the past 3 years. When we got called to L.A. and then together, it's pretty good for us. But you know, one thing we like to do is we have to go for dinner at night, and then we usually go see a movie. And we'll do that probably about 4 times a week. We go see movies. So during the afternoon, we'll walk around the beach, just to stretch our legs a little bit, and then go for dinner and then see a nice movie and then head back home and rest up for the next day.
Wow. So what was it like, your final game winning the Stanley Cup? I mean, you know, you have to tell us.
You know, we had a few chances to close it out there in New Jersey, back in L.A., back in New Jersey, and back home again. So it was definitely pretty stressful getting down to the nitty-gritty of it. But, you know, my parents were in town. My brother couldn't make it, and I just had a feeling in my gut that we were going to do it that night. So I don't think I slept one little bit from my pregame that day. But, you know, we went to the rink, and we're excited, and the fans are behind us. And, you know, once we got those goals in the first period, we just knew that we were going to do it. So it was just a matter of time, and the clock counting down. Every kid's dream to lift that Stanley Cup and celebrate with your teammates and to see your parents after the game, give them a big hug, and just a lot of hard work over the years. So to end it off like that, winning the Stanley Cup, your first two NHL games, and doing it in front of your parents is pretty special.
Wow. Now, Jordan, can you feel the energy of the crowd? Does that really get into your system when you're down there on the ice? Can you feel that energy? Does it have an influence?
Definitely. You know, L.A. is one of the best cities around, and they really turned into a hockey town. You know, the first few years ago they went state, but the past few seasons, cities got on the teams back, and you look at this year, like, you got celebrities coming to the games, and you know, it's definitely exciting. You're sitting on the bench there, you're just almost looking around just to see how involved the crowd is and how excited they are to be there, and you know, you walk around the city, people are saying hello, congratulations, and you know, I'm excited for next year, and I'm sure the crowd's going to be even more intense.
Now, what are your other interests? I mean, you must have other interests than hockey.
Yeah, you know, me and my buddies actually just came back from fishing today. We all enjoy the fish. We all enjoy the being outdoors and being on the water. Maybe we like to play basketball during the season, keep us loose. We really enjoy movies. We're all kind of nerds probably because we see like every movie that comes out. Doesn't matter if it's comedy, if it's a kids movie, or whatever it is. It's really just hanging out with my friends. We like to go fishing. We like to go golfing in the summer and see movies. That's our main three right there.
Excellent. So here you are, 23 years old. You've won the Stanley Cup, you're playing in the NHL, you're living the dream of so many young Canadians. Let's speak specifically to our young First Nations youth. What advice would you have for them?
I think just definitely just commit, you know, a commitment to whatever you want to do with your life. You know, I didn't commit when I was younger playing in the OHL. I didn't think I had a very good season. I wasn't drafted to the NHL until later on in my career. I wasn't signed to a big contract or anything like that. You know, everything I did didn't happen until I was about 20 years old. I really committed a summer to training and eating healthy and doing things right off the ice and, you know, staying in on weekends. Just, you know, I definitely committed a lot these past years to hockey. You know, everything's paid off for me. So my main thing to say to First Nations would be definitely just commit. Commit to whatever it is you want to do, whether you want to be a firefighter, a policeman, or a hockey player, or whatever it is. Just give it your all and have no regrets, and hopefully everything will work out.
Well, you know, your community, this country, very, very proud of you and the commitment that you have to the career that you've built for yourself. I just want to say, Chimagwich, to you, thank you so much, Jordan, for taking the time to speak with us here on Nation Talk, and all the very best to you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.